With KAZU News, I'm Erica Mahoney. In this two-part series, KAZU News has been looking into the recent spike in fatal opioid overdoses in Monterey County. In part one, we explored what's likely causing these deaths. Today, in part two, we explore another side of the epidemic, treatment and recovery. KAZU's Michelle Loxton reports.
It's a mid-Monday morning at Valley Health Associates in Salinas. Patients are waiting silently in the reception area to be called through to receive medication and meet their counselors. They're called not by their name, but by a number. That's to protect their privacy, because these patients are being treated for opioid use disorders.
The mission of Valley Health Associates is to work with the community and make an impact, a positive impact, to reduce the opioid use epidemic.
That's Guillermo Rodriguez. He's the clinical director of the nonprofit. They help patients get off opioids using medication assistance treatment, MAT for short.
We provide methadone and buprenorphine. So what that does is helps to reduce the cravings. So there's an opiate blocker that blocks the symptomatic effects of the use, and they will no longer feel the effect.
Patients can stay on MAT medications for years or even their whole lives. Valley Health Associates has almost 100 patients right now, and there's room for more. Rodriguez cares for and counsels about a dozen patients himself. He says this work chose him.
At one point in my life, I also was an addict myself. I believe starting at the age of 17 is when I started exploring substances, illicit substances.
At one stage of his life, Rodriguez was living on the streets and even spent some time in prison. That's when things started to change for him.
But once I came out and went to a treatment program myself, then that's when I realized that I needed to change not just my way of thinking, but my behavior.
He has been sober for 12 years. One of the people Rodriguez has helped get off opioids is 27-year-old Kyle. We're only using his first name to protect his privacy. He says he started drinking and doing cocaine as a teen, and when he was about 20, he got hooked on opioids.
I don't know, I guess I just reached a low point at my life, and I just said F it and just went with it.
Kyle says he hit rock bottom every day.
All revolving around money, or trying to get enough money, or just a chase, just a constant chase.
Then he started hearing about MAT.
I decided, you know what, I'll try methadone. I have nothing else to lose.
He has been sober for 11 months. MAT has worked for him.
Maybe I'm lucky or something, but my urges just kind of just disappeared. Maybe that's because I have things I like to do in life. I have passions and I play music and stuff, so maybe that was part of it.
Kyle has managed to get sober at a time when opioid overdose deaths have dramatically increased in Monterey County, tripling this year compared to 2018. Many are blaming counterfeit street drugs laced with fentanyl, a synthetically produced drug that is 100 times more potent than morphine. Police say pills, cocaine, and even marijuana laced with fentanyl have started showing up in the Monterey Peninsula in recent months. I'm Michelle Loxton. This is KAZU News.